Watch, 150-strong Chicago mob attacks trooper's vehicle, breaks windshield. By Amy Furr on July 8, 2022. Illinois State Police, ISP, are investigating mob violence against a trooper that happened early Sunday in Chicago. The incident happened just prior to 2 a.m. at Division Street and Elston Avenue, ISP said in a social media post on Tuesday. An ISP trooper was driving southbound on I-90 near Division Street and noticed congestion on the exit ramp and eastbound traffic on Division completely stopped. When the trooper approached the intersection of Division and Elston, there were several vehicles blocking the intersection and people engaging in reckless driving stunts. A mob of approximately 100 people surrounded the trooper's squad car, jumping on its hood, shattering the windshield, kicking the car, and tossing rocks, bricks, and fireworks. Seconds after the trooper's vehicle stopped in the roadway, the group approached, many of them holding up cell phones to record the scene, a dash cam video shows. Loud noises can be heard in the background of the video, after which the trooper can be heard saying, "Oh, they just broke my window, they just broke my window. There's probably 150 of them coming at me right now," the trooper continued as the vehicle appeared to reverse. "That type of behavior places citizens at risk and will not be tolerated," ISP's post said, adding the agency was investigating the incident. "This is an ongoing investigation and no further information is available at this time," the agency stated. Meanwhile, three 19-year-olds were facing charges after attacking and throwing fireworks at Chicago police vehicles once a group of cars performed donuts on Monday. Videos showed people standing in the middle of the street as sirens blared. Some of them took out their cell phones to record. In addition, 71 individuals were shot, 8 fatally, over the 4th of July holiday weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's D. Chicago, Breitbart News reported Tuesday. The Chicago gun crime was slightly lower than what was witnessed over July 4 during 2021, when over 100 people were shot, 19 of them fatally, the outlet said.